The oil spill in the Gulf just keeps on gushing.
And BP just keeps on plugging along.
We're pleased at this point on how it's going. But I'll just keep stressing, we're in day two of a 4 to 7 day process.
The hope is that we will be containing all the oil that comes out of that well by the end of July. But it's obviously to kill the well will take a little bit longer.
What's obvious to the Obama administration's David Axelrod has been obvious to fishermen in the Gulf for quite a while.
At this point, there's been so many ups and downs and disappointments that, everybody down here right now is just like, we'll believe it when we see it.
In the Gulf oil crisis, seeing and believing are two separate acts, and no one's holding their breath.
On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, July 12th. You know, it seems like we haven't focused on the Gulf in quite a while, but the people who
there
live down there
really
don't
been
have
a lot of news,
the luxury. Well,
yeah.
except morning.
Except that it's continuing to gush.
Indeed.
And that's right at the top of the news. BP is under-promising with hopes of over-delivering. Company says it's making progress on lowering a new containment cap over the leaking wellhead. If all goes according to plan, that's a big if, the new cap would capture more oil than ever, perhaps all of it. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Paul Zukunft is the new federal coordinator on scene.
Once that capping stack is set, that will prevent the release of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. We'll have full recovery at the source.
Gulf Coast residents have been burned by BP's false sense of confidence in the past. They're taking a wait-and-see attitude.
Joining us now is Henry Fountain, who's a science writer for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Henry.
Hi, good morning.
We're going to get a full update from you in just a moment, but I wanted to ask you right off the bat. The relief well seems to be close to its destination, and it's kind of a second hole that goes into this well that's gushing out of that first hole. Does this really end the gusher when they get that relief well in place, or does the old pipe just keep on leaking in some way?
Well, that's what everybody's saying. They say that the relief well is the ultimate solution, and it should be. I mean, basically, they use it to pump heavy drilling mud into the blowout well, and that builds up a big column of mud up to the surface, and that eventually creates enough pressure, enough weight to stop the flow of oil and gas. So, yeah, everybody says that it should work. It probably will take at least a few more weeks to actually work, but it will.
Henry, that's the first explanation of how the relief well works that makes sense to me. Henry Fountain, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Spain is now atop the soccer world.
Viva España! Viva España!
The parties lasted all night. I imagine some are still going on. The Spanish national team beat the Netherlands 1-0 in a hard-fought World Cup final.
Somos campeones del mundo.
For the Dutch team and their legions of orange-clad fans, it's more disappointment. This is the third time that the Netherlands has lost in the final game.
During the game, a possible Al-Qaeda-related terrorist group attacked in Kampala, Uganda, where bombs at two locations where people were watching the World Cup killed 64 people. In Washington, Congress gets back to work today after the 4th of July break. They've got financial overhaul and unemployment benefits to deal with. And the credit scores of millions of Americans are sinking to new lows. 25% of American consumers now have a credit score of 599 or lower. That's more than 43 million people. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down on this grim Monday morning, at least if you're looking at your credit score. The Dow gets underway at 10,198. The S&P opens at 1,077, and the NASDAQ starts at 2196. DIY health trends. What's a fad and what's for real? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to be talking about that a little later this morning.
And we're talking about unfinished business this morning as well, from Haiti to Deepwater Horizon. BP is working on some unfinished business, and in a minute we'll get some details.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.